I don't think you can look at what happened last night in any way, shape, or form and not come away convinced that the president meant every word he said, ironclad commitment. I mean,
but that ironclad commitment does not include participating or helping Israel with offensive retaliation for the 700 projectile attack that it suffered Saturday night. Yes, it was highly effective and clear in terms of defense. 99% of those projectiles intercepted. But how do you balance deterrence and this fear of escalation? We welcome in retired four-star general and the chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, General Jack Keane, also a Fox News senior strategic analyst. General, good morning. It's so good to have you with us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So essentially, according to a number of published reports, President Biden on his call with Prime Minister Netanyahu said, take the win, and did not encourage him to retaliate any further. If he takes the win, does that raise the likelihood that he's going to take some losses further down the road?
Well, no, you make a very good point. I mean, certainly what took place and we all witnessed was an historic attack in the sense that, you know, Iran has never attacked Israel directly. And it certainly was a significant escalation attack. But they were overwhelmingly defeated and humiliated by Israel and their partners. And, you know, it's a huge setback for the IRGC and for Iran's national leaders. I can't imagine what the proxies must be thinking, you know, who work for Iran and establish that ring of fire around Israel. And they've been urging Iran to take a more direct role to take some of the pressure off of them. They must be stunned by the abject failure that we're all witnessing here. In terms of, you know, Israel and their actions and the U.S. Warnings here, I mean, the pattern of the president's cajoling, take the win, implying don't do anything else, just fits into this appeasement concession strategy that the administration has had since they took office. And it's been a miserable failure because it's emboldens Iran's aggression. And they don't see the connection. And certainly, if we had stepped up and confronted Iran much earlier, it's doubtful there ever would have been anything on the scale of what we saw on October 7th. And certainly how Iran has operationalized all their proxies in support of the October 7th invasion. Listen, you know, when it comes to Israel, I've got a lot of trust in their judgment about what to do next. I mean, certainly a retaliation attack is likely a decision they're going to make, and it seems appropriate. Even though they handed Iran an humiliating defeat, the reality is they did attack Israel's homeland, and that's completely different. And certainly they're going to respond.
Can't go unanswered.
But look at this way too, though. I mean, Israel is in a much better place than they were just a few weeks ago, with the continuous U.S. criticism of their operational behavior, the international community's widespread condemnation of them, the political isolation. Israel, I think, has some time here, as opposed to rushing in to do the retaliation attack. Maybe let the diplomatic thing play out a little bit and see if we can get some hardcore sanctions. I'm not optimistic, but it's worth a try from the international community that really wants to do something about Iran. Maybe this is the catalyst to come together to get something done, and a Biden administration can find some spine to get tough with the sanctions. But at some point, Israel will attack for sure. And I trust what their judgment on what the scale of that attack should be.
General, Iran fired these drones that are slow, these missiles that are antique. I don't know if they were actually trying to cause any kind type of genuine devastation. Some will argue that they were just doing it to save face domestically. What's your thought on that, on the motive behind it?
Well, no, I think they clearly wanted to cause some casualties. 300 vehicles heading towards Israel, they certainly expected a fair amount of those to get through. They knew there was an umbrella protecting Israel, but I don't think they ever expected that there would hardly be any penetration whatsoever. And also, to underscore something I've been saying, why Iran is so vulnerable, if we would just leverage their vulnerability, is their military is inferior. They hardly have an air force. They're still flying the 1970s airplanes the United States gave the Shah. They've got some patrol boats and a few surface ships and a few inferior submarines. Their land forces, while they have numbers a little bit below a million, they're poorly trained and poorly equipped. The only force that they really resource properly is their rocket and missile force. And you saw the amount of malfunctions that are now being reported by their ballistic missiles, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50%, also indicates the inferiority of that force. This is why, from the beginning, we could have conducted limited, measured attacks against Iran and tell them to shut down their proxies. And if they didn't do it, we're going to continue those limited, measured attacks. Not a go-to-war attacks and taking on the infrastructure in Tehran or something like that you've seen us do in Baghdad. These are limited, measured attacks to get their attention and shut them down. I'm absolutely convinced that given the fear that they have, that they know they cannot get into a wider war, which is Biden's fear. Remember, what Biden, the reason why he's not supporting Israel offensively, the reason why he will never take any measures against Iran directly, is the fear of a wider war. But Iran wants no part of that wider war. They don't have the capability to fight it, much less win it. And we never have taken advantage of that vulnerability.
Jack Keane, retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War and Fox News senior strategic analyst. Thank you for your opinions today on what's going on in the Middle East.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up, we have Annie Tickets, a show that is iconic. Do you want to win them? Stick with us.